Musicians on Music. Music can bless you or hurt you. It depends on how you choose it and how you use it. As seen on Face to Face. Nicole, Patch, Lexi, and Madeline will be featured on Face to Face on October 11th, 2017. To see a video of that or other Face to Face events, go to facetoface.lds.org. By Shaquelle Wardley and Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines. You've done it. Everyone has. You hear a tune playing and you start to tap your foot, snap your fingers, whistle, or sing along. Music is such a part of life that it's with you pretty much wherever you go, even if you're just repeating a melody in your mind. Music has the power to bless you or hurt you, depending on how you choose it and use it. We talked with four musical artists who use their music to bless lives and stay faithful while having success in the music industry. Meet the musicians. Nicole Luce. Noteworthy. 15-year-old Nicole Luce's voice isn't the only thing that made an impact when she was on the Brazilian reality show The Voice Kids in 2016. People noticed the necklace she wore every time she performed, her Young Women medallion. Nicole grew up in a musical family, surrounded by music since birth.
My parents have beautiful voices. They inspired me to be a singer.
Since performing on The Voice Kids, Nicole has continued performing and recently placed second in an international talent competition. She still sets an example with her personal values and gospel standards. Three things about Nicole. When she was born, her father wrote a song for her with her favorite lyrics, "A flower sprouted from the garden of heaven." Plays piano, keyboard, clarinet, and flute.
I believe good music can heal every soul.
On Music.
Music inspires me to strengthen my testimony. Through music, I can share my feelings with others and help them strengthen their testimonies too.
Lexi Walker. Three things about Lexi. As a 2-year-old, sang songs to her teddy bear. Favorite hymn, "How Great Thou Art." When not performing?
I'm a bookworm. I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Surrounded by sound. The first thing you get when you meet Lexi Walker is a hug. At the recording studio, she hugs orchestra members, the sound technician, her mother, her friends. You get the idea. You get the same feeling when you listen to her music. It surrounds you like a hug and makes you feel welcome, happy, and alive. Based on her breathtaking performances on YouTube, at Radio City Music Hall in New York, USA, in Asia, and at the 2017 Presidential Inaugural Ball in Washington, D.C., USA, it's no wonder the 15-year-old is really connecting with people. But what's really important is that music helps Lexi connect to the spirit and allows her to share her testimony. On Music.
Music has always been one of my primary forms of self-expression. Some feelings can be shared only through powerful lyrics and a lovely melody.
Patch Crow. I've got the music in me. Patch Crow, 22, says he was born with music inside. As a toddler, he would wander around the house babbling songs before he could even talk. As a teen, he was part of a Nashville, Tennessee, USA boy band, Beyond Five. The group disbanded in 2014 when members started preparing to serve full-time missions. Recently returned from serving in the Scotland-Ireland mission, Patch has released his first single, married his sweetheart, and is developing musical projects to inspire every listener. Three things about Patch. Lived in Australia until he was 11. Besides singing, dabbles with piano, guitar, trumpet, saxophone, drums, ukulele, kazoo, and bagpipes. Just kidding about the bagpipes, he says. I fell in love with music when I saw it could touch other people's hearts. On Music.
I believe Heavenly Father allows us to experience music to enhance our lives. Music makes you feel alive.
Madeline Page. A powerful voice. When you see Madeline Page perform, you would never guess the 20-year-old once suffered from paralyzing stage fright. At age 16, she faced her fear by trying out for the singing competition, The Voice. She made it to the finals, where her voice enchanted judges and viewers alike. Since then, Madeline has released singles and is soon to release an album. She continues performing at venues like the Stadium of Fire in Provo, Utah, USA, and keeps chasing her dream to spread light and share uplifting messages through her music. Three things about Madeline.
When I was 11, my parents heard me singing and told me I had to do something with it.
Favorite scripture? 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20. Press forward with a steadfastness in Christ.
If I wasn't a singer, I'd probably be doing photography.
On music.
I think music is a superpower. I feel so fortunate that I've been blessed with this gift. I want to use it to bring hope and happiness to people.
How music can be a prayer. Lexi.
Music is an essential part of worship, along with regular prayer and scripture reading. At least in my life it is. My parents taught me that if I ever saw or heard anything bad, to immediately start singing a church song. If I'm in trouble, I can always sing a hymn to help me.
Madeline.
My mom would always say that hymns are like prayers because they are sacred.
Patch.
I think Heavenly Father gave us music so we can understand Him a little bit better. When we view music as a prayer, everyone is able to pray.
Madeline.
You can still feel the light from a song that's not necessarily religious if there's a good message.
Patch.
The song of the heart isn't always something other people can hear. Music is like a soundtrack to my life. I like to think God recognizes each tiny zippity-doo-dah song. Even the moments we don't see as particularly important, He is able to recognize as more.
Choosing the right music. Nicole.
We should listen only to things that wouldn't shame us in front of Heavenly Father.
Lexi.
You're smart. You know what's uplifting and what's not. So don't waste time on music that won't make you feel good in the end. Listen to music that will inspire you to do something good.
Patch.
I know the whisperings of the Spirit will remain and teach you, or will leave depending on what you're listening to. Choose music that allows the Spirit to remain.
Nicole.
I truly believe that when we choose the right, Heavenly Father blesses our lives and helps us to do our best in everything we do.
How music can bless. Patch.
I think my testimony has been shaped and molded by music my whole life. The words in primary songs, the power of a congregational hymn, the silence of the sacrament, the heart that I put on the page every time I write a song. It has all been there to help me become the man I know God needs me to be.
Nicole.
I know that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, I can be like Him one day. I know He loves me, and I love Him. The Spirit helps me to touch the hearts of people, as through music, I testify of these truths.
Lexi.
Music definitely connects me spiritually. It's what really helped me build my testimony when I was discovering for myself what I know to be true.
Madeline.
I've had many times where music has carried me through something hard.
Lexi.
If you're in a bad mood, listen to good music and it will help you feel better.
The power of good music. Music has power to provide spiritual nourishment. It has healing power. It has the power to facilitate worship, allowing us to contemplate the atonement and the restoration of the gospel. It provides power for us to express prayerful thoughts and bear testimony of sacred truths. Worthy music is not only a source of power, but also of protection. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Power and Protection of Worthy Music, Ensign, December 2009, page 16.
Help with choices. For the Strength of Youth section on music and dancing can help you make wise choices about music. Find it at lds.org/youth/for-the-strength-of-youth. Free to choose. Listen to and download free music at lds.org/youth/music and at mormonchannel.org/watch/series/music videos. That same music can also be listened to on the LDS Youth, Mormon Channel, and LDS Music free mobile apps in the Google Play Store and Apple's App Store. Data rates may apply.
End of the article, Musicians on Music. Read by Shauna Thompson, Lindsay Hepworth, Eden Reinwand, Casey Wayman, Salem Tullis, and Dwayne Case.